USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is predicting great things ahead in the Middle East.
After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East.
The president's comments as he hosted a White House signing ceremony for the new normalization accords between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. A settlement has been reached in the Breonna Taylor case.
The settlement includes a payment to Breonna's estate of $12 million.
Louisville Democratic Mayor Greg Fisher. The city of Louisville will also implement numerous changes in policing. Taylor was shot and killed in Louisville in March during a no-knock raid when her boyfriend, who she was with at the time, shot at the officers, and the officers shot back, killing Taylor. No officers are facing any criminal charges so far. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 2 points to finish at 27,995. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Hurricane Sally is approaching the Gulf Coast, but at a snail's pace. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm is moving to the northwest at just 2 miles an hour. The mayor of Gulfport, Mississippi, Billy Hughes, telling Fox News,
"The ground gets saturated and the tree roots can't hold and they start coming over. They take down power lines and it's a pretty bad domino effect. So we just got to, you know, be vigilant and hope this thing moves on. But we know that the rain event, the water event is upon us. And we just kind of make sure people are prudent and watch out for down power lines, stay out of the way of trees, that sort of thing, and just get out of harm's way if you can."
The storm is expected to reach land late tonight or tomorrow. The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James to step up and provide money to help find the gunman responsible for the shooting of two deputies. Alex Villanueva asking James to match or even double the $175,000 reward being offered. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chick-fil-A will be coming to the San Antonio airport after all. The FAA has reportedly reached a deal with the city regarding their decision to ban the chicken chain because of their religious donations that focus on traditional marriage. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling Fox News,
"This was a part of our last legislative session. We had what we call the Chick-fil-A bill. It was a bill to ensure that cities and businesses would not be discriminated against because of the religious beliefs of the owners of those businesses, which we believe was behind the act by the city of San Antonio to prohibit Chick-fil-A from having one of their locations in a San Antonio airport, despite the fact that it's like one of the favorite restaurants in the state of Texas. And so we had all these images and all this signing, pompous circumstance about signing the Chick-fil-A bill last session. It's great to finally see this come to fruition so that people will not be discriminated against simply because of the religious beliefs they hold."
And finally, Japan is starting to take the topic of UFOs more seriously. The Japanese defense minister on Monday laying out instructions for what that country's self-defense forces should do in the event of a close encounter. His instructions follow a meeting last week with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.